ויקח קוירח ומחלוקת קוירח והדוקטור עם את משה רבנו ומשנה סזן עובד פרק ה משנה חוק כל מחלוקת שהיא לשם שמיים סויפה לסקיים המחלוקת את לשם שמיים הוא בלי ושאין לשם שמיים אין סויפה לסקיים if it's not לשם שמיים it's not going to be לסקיים what's the מחלוקת לשם שמיים הילו לשמיים Hello, Visham. What's the machloikis that's not l'shem shemayim? Machloikis koyrach v'chol adosim. Mod nezach, a machloikis l'shem shemayim is hello v'shamay, shaloi l'shem shemayim koyrach v'adosim. It's not a tzushto v'chlam. The only chilik between the machloikis hello and shamay and the machloikis koyrach v'adosim is about l'shem shemayim. Hello and shamay is a machloikis in limud ha-toyrach. Koyrach and it's funny. It says Koyrach v'chol adosi. It's really Koyrach the Moshe. Some say it was a machlokes even among them. It's Koyrach v'chol adosi. But either way, what's the machlokes about limud haTorah? What's the shaychus? The only difference is if it's l'shem shemayim, not l'shem shemayim. Zetzachoyis that the machlokes Koyrach and Moshe Rabbeinu was a machlokes and limud haTorah. There was a gemisa machlokes. Just like Hillel and Shammai have a machlokes, there was a machlokes Koyrach and Moshe. The only difference was that over here there was an atiya of Shiloh L'Shem Shemayim. But with that first thing, it's a whole different outlook. It wasn't some of the fights, the covet. There was a machloikis and limud. So there's many ways to say what the machloikis was. Maybe our regular achas will give one or two options. One mahalach is that Koyruch Taina was a machloikis and hashkofa and how do you set up a tzura of Klal Yisrael. Koyruch Taina is kol ha'edah kulam kedoshim. Everyone is kadosh. You don't need a manik. Every single yochid in Klal Yisrael has a zach hashivas that you don't need a manik. Kol ha'eva kulam kedoshim. It wasn't just a vitz when he said, Talus shekula tcheles, maybe doesn't need a chut of tcheles. The ganze talus is tcheles. Klal Yisrael, the ganze talus is tcheles. Kol ha'eva kulam kedoshim. You don't need a bezundere manik. Moshe Rabbeinu argued and said, no, we need a manik. They had this machloikis. It was a machloikis and din. If Klal Yisrael has to have a tzur of a manik. Benes Rav Tzadik writes, Tzadik katomer yifroch is sot tevis kairach. Because Soifei Shaldover could be Koyrach had to give us a right. There's a give us a recht in his mahalach. B'nei Koyrach loy mesu, they say it means Kepshutai also. It's a pasuk. But it means the rayonis of Koyrach, the B'nei Koyrach, ever in his mahalach, there is a recht to it, there is a right to it. But you have to know when and what. You have to know the details. But there was a machloikis, the machloikis of Yenir Man. Another pshat I once heard, there was a machloikis pshat in the Nevuah. Koyrach saw bin Nevuah, she'osit shmuel lot as himen. So he said, oh, Zetta that I'm right. How could it be that if I fight against Moshe, I'm wrong? You see, I'm going to survive. I have Shmuel. He didn't realize to see in his Nebuah that B'nei Koyrach Loi Meis. So it was a machloikis of teaching a Nebuah. Nebuah is a shtik teira. If a Rambam is a shtik teira, then Nebuah is a shtik teira. It was a machloikis Koyrach and Moshe Rabbeinu. How to teach this Nebuah? Koyrach had gezen in the Nebuah. Takas that he's right, because Shmuel is also loved his men. And Moshe Rabbeinu saw that he was wrong. So it was a machloikis like Shami and Hillel have a machloikis. Koyrach Vadosi is a machloikis. So Taka Koyrach Tain is Kol Ha'eda Kulam Kedoshim. It says a double Lashon Taka. Ki Kol Ha'eda Kulam Kedoshim. The Taz in Hilchus Rosh Hashanah is talking about the Lashon HaTfilah. He brings a Levush that we shouldn't say Meloich Al Kol Ha'olam Kulay Bechvaydecha. What's a double Lashon? Kol Ha'olam Kulay. So the Taz says no, you're allowed to say it because a lot of times Rubay Kekulay. Kol could mean Rubay Kekulay. You want to make sure you mean Kulay, you're allowed to say a double Lashon. One of the rites they bring is over here. Ki Kol Ha'eda Kulam Kedoshim. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, okay, boiker v'yoida, tomorrow morning we'll see what's going to be. The Maharam Shit, in the back of Masech Techulin, has biurim in Agodis. All different things. In the back of Masech Techulin. So over there he says, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that they were choshed Moshe v'eshesish. They state in Gemara, Shverer Gemara. Vayishma Moshe v'yipal al-ponim, because they were choshed him v'eshesish. So the Maharam Shit, Moshe Rabbeinu was telling him, boiker v'yoida, tomorrow morning we'll see. If Taka, it was a shayla v'eshesish, then the mon, it was always his aid to tell if a person was a Rosh or a Tzaddik. Tomorrow morning we'll see if the mon is by my doorstep. Boiker, v'yoida, you'll be machriya. If taka this taina that it was choshev eishes ish. Now there's a whole story here with Masayim v'chamishim ish with the k'toiris. And then it's really a big sugya. A lot of things are happening here. The Masayim v'chamishim ish died with a sreifa. That the k'toiris that they bought burnt them. They were nisrofim. They were the srufim. Then the Eda, it says that the Eda was Nivla. Dothan Vaviram, and the whole Eda was Nivla L'Toycho Adama. Besides that, there was a huge Magepa. 14,700 people died, as they stated in the Pasuk. Meral Diskin says that 14,700 is exactly 1/40th of Klal Yisrael. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to take off a Tshuma. Hashem wanted to kill the Gantz Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron said, no, don't kill Gantz Klal Yisrael. So Hashem took off a Tshuma of Ayin Yoch. The Tshuma of Ayin Yoch is 1/40. 14,700 times 40 is 588,000. Close enough. So, it's interesting though, what happened to Korach? Everyone's learning the parsha of Korach, the parsha of Korach. What exactly happened to Korach? There's a big machlokes tonight. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Kufches, Omer Rav Yochanan, Korach loymen abluim veloymen anasrofim. Korach wasn't from the bluim. It says that if Kol HaAdam Asher LeKorach were swallowed, not Korach, then he wasn't from the Nisrofim. It says that Korach HaLeishas Masayim Kamishim Ish, the white Korach. Zok Rashi, so according to Rav Yochanan, what happened to Korach? Rashi learns over there in the Kufyud and Sanhedrin, Korach died in the Magaifa, he was one of the 14,000, he was a statistic. 14,700 people. The Gemara says, the Masnitha Tana, Korach min Hasrufin umen Abluin. Both things happened to Korach. He was also Nisraf and also Nivla. The Gemara is like, other Pesukim, not even in this week's Parsha later on, it says in Pinchas Duksach, it says in Parshas Pinchas again, Vatibla Oysam Be'et Korach. Vatechel Eish, Hamishim Asayim Ish Be'et Korach. So it's a machlokes tanah. Did it neither happen to him or it was both? Because Bechlal, the whole sugya that Sanhedrin talks to, the Adas Korach that was Nivla, they're going to be come back loss of love. It's not as pushed as that. Big machlokes tanah. But anyways, it was different ancient. There was the Srufim for the B'nai Ketot, for the Messiah and Chamishmish, there was a Bliya, and Korach itself is a big sugya. Now the Pasuk clears out, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him to put on the Mizbeach, the Pachim, the Nechoshes of the Ketoris, and the Pasuk clears out, Hashem is saying, V'layiyah k'kayrach b'cha adosim. V'layiyah k'kayrach b'cha adosim. So there's a Gemara in the head of Kuf Yud. Omer Rav, kol ha-machlik b'machloikis, oiver b'lav, shenemer v'layiyah k'kayrach b'cha adosim. Anyone who makes a machloikis is oiver and a lav. V'layiyah k'kayrach b'cha adosim. The smag brings down this lav as one of the Tariyag mitzvahs. So you shouldn't make machloikis, you're oiver a lav, they're right. The Chofetz Chaim, in the Psych, when he's going through all the lavin, he adds in and lav yud beit, and if you'll come a machloikis because of your lashon hara, you'll be over the lav of one year k'kayrach v'chadosi. But it's a big machloikis v'shoyim. Rabbeinu Yoinik says it's a lav derais. Rabbeinu Yoinik also in Shar Gimel Ois Menches, you make a machloikis, you're over a lav derais one year k'kayrach v'chadosi. But the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam doesn't argue. Rambam says no. Shair Shmini, he's Masber, one year k'kayrach v'chadosi is b'chlal an iser. He says the Gemara is an asmach to Baal. It is a Gemara. Omer Rav, kol ha-machlik v'chadosi over the lav, it's an asmach. What's Pashup Shan the Pasuk? Pashup Shan the Pasuk is Hashem is giving a havtocha. Hashem is saying the emes is no one should ever start up with the kuna again. And if you do, you'll get saras. It says you'll get saras. It says the yad moishev, you make a gzera shava, you'll get saras. Aber lo yiyak yikarev chadosi. Such a story with srufin and bluin and the whole maitha, that will never happen again. So lo yiyak yikarev chadosi in the pshutish of mikros bachlal and isser, it's a havtocha. There's a Rashi in Yeshaya, Perek Va, Pasuk Dalet. Over there it says Kaddish, 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 and then it says suddenly the whole, the Pasuk says, Vayanu Amos Hasipim Mikoli LaKoyrid, there was suddenly a huge earthquake. So Rashi brings down that this is the earthquake that's discussed in Zechariah, Bimei Uziyo, there was a huge earthquake, and Uziyo went to the Beis HaMikdash. Rashi brings this in Yeshaya, Perek Vav, Pasuk Dalet. Uziyo went to the Maktuk Tiris in the Hechel, he thought that's going to stop the Magaita, it was like a huge earthquake, a whole shake. And it came in Hashemayim, this is all Rashi bringing. Minash Rosh HaShemayim was surfing. Shemayim wanted to burn him because if he shouldn't have done it. And Hashem said no. And then Rosh HaOretz LeBoiloi, the Oretz wanted to swallow him. Hashem said no. Shenemar V'layiyah K'Koyrach B'cha Adosai. I'm promised that there's never going to be again like Koyrach, Bluin, Rashi's going to Koyrach with Nivla, V'cha Adosai, Nisrofim. Hashem promised that there's never going to be Koyrach and there's never going to be Adosai. Ella, what came beyond Moshe? The Yad Moshe is there a shava that you'll have to rasp like the Yad of Moshe. As I state in Yen Rashi. So it's not a lot, but it's an asmach, but it's a big machlokes Hashanim, where a lot of Hashanim, you're over a lot, they're right when you make a machlokes. Now, besides the fire and everything, there was the Magaifa. Now, the Magaifa would have continued. It killed 14,700 people. Aaron stopped the Magaifa with the Keteris. Now, if you look good in the Pesukim, it's Mavur that the way the Keteris works, Keteris is like a smoke screen, it's Mavdil. The Targum also is mavur that it's a havdola, and that's why it says vayamid bein hamesim ubein haachayim vati otzar magaifa. Aaron went and he stood in between. The magaifa was a spreading thing; it was something that was moving. How did Aaron stop it? Vayamid bein hamesim ubein haachayim. He went and stood in between where the dead people weren't there. Someone even in the Daik the Pesukim it says Aaron came out and vayorot al teicha kol.
V'hinei heichal negev ba'om. But he saw that the negev was already by the om. He went running in a different place. V'yamei bein ha'nesim bein ha'chayim. That's the Otzer HaMagei. The side of the Ketoris is that Otzer HaMagei. Now after this whole story happens, the next morning, Moshe Rabbeinu says, we're going to make a nuzach. We're going to tell every one of the Shvatim to give a mate. We're going to put the 12 matis in the Kodesh Kadoshim. And then we're going to know who's the real Kohen, who's the head of the Kahuna. And of course, the next happened. Parach Mate Aaron, the base Levi. It was from Shevet Levi, really. It wasn't just Aaron. It was representing Shevet Levi. Vayotze Perach, Vayotze Tzitz, Vayog Moshkei. Mechir, if Levi had a mate, that means Menashe and Ephraim only had one mate here. Indeed, we always discuss if it's Menashe Ephraim or Levi and Yosef. Here, Levi definitely had a mate. The Aaron mate was represented Shevet Levi. And it says there was 12 matis. Obviously, Menashe and Ephraim was one mate. Now the big shaila is, after everything that happened with the Ketoris, with the Sreifa, the Bluin, the Magefa, what is happening now that there's a tzairah of making this ois, this nesh with the matis? And what's more, what's far away from nesh? Okay, so a stick was Magadol, Prochem, and Shkedim. That means it's a pellet. It says that this mati Aaron, this Medroshim, was Yenem mate, the same mate that's always found, that's making all the nisim. So it's not a pellet. You're trying to show that Aaron's mate is better. The other 12, 11 Shvatim took broomsticks, and he took Yenem mate. And Bert Azach, that Aaron is, and it's a simon that Aaron is the kahuna. I mean, they gave him the better stick. The Mepharshim talk about it. But a lot of Midrashim is important that it wasn't just Tama Mata Aaron's. Maybe every Shekut was a Pesach HaShem Mata, but it's Yenem Mata. Oh, but B'chla, what's the Mata advising? It wasn't enough already? So some Mepharshim say, Faker, the Iker is the Mata. All the story that happened until now, the broom, the Shlufim, the Shlufim, the broom, that was just like a thing, the Kairuch was making Ratzonis. Achas doy harbet echokas. If you're not going to get rid of Kairach Vadosai, nothing's going to work. So you have to first get rid of Kairach Vadosai, and then Faker, the Iker is Taka the Matos. This is the Iker Indian advice. Of a Pasha, you learned that Avada already something was given, but there's a Bazundal Indian advising them. What could be the special message that the Matos is given? So there's a few Mahalchim here. One Mahalchim is Azay. Kairach was tining, we explained before, Kol Ha'eda Kulin Kedoshin. Talas Shekula Tchelis. You don't need a manig in Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu proved them wrong. Klal Yisrael has one manik. But now the question is, who is the manik? So the ois of the matis, who is the kohen? Who is the leader? The ois of the matis is coming to show that Aaron is the kohen. So what's the grace of nesh? So some shkedim grew on a matik. What's the grace of glik? Shteta atifazach. Betzim, what's a shkeda tree? A tree that grows shkedim. A shkediyah. What is it? It's a piece of wood. And out of it comes shkedim. So that's what happened there. A piece of wood came out shkedim. What's the difference? Teretz is poshut, Aleph Hashtein, that a tree that grows shkedim is planted into the ground, and it has shroshim, and it's yoinik, it's chius, from the dirt, from the earth, the adama gives it chius, and that's a tree. Or if you take a stick in the middle of Noah's not. Zok Moshe Rabbeinu, we're going to take 12 sticks, and we're not going to plant them in the dirt. Normally, you want to plant shkedim, you have to plant it in the dirt. We're going to plant it in the Kodesh Kadoshim. You want to know who the Kohen Gadol is? You want to know who the Manig and Klai Yisrael is? The Manig and Klai Yisrael is someone that's geflanced. He's planted kula in Ruchnis. You know what's going to make him grow shkedim? You're putting him into the Kodesh Kadoshim. That's what's going to make it grow shkedim. That's what's going to make it grow shkedim. Because it's a message. That's the yeshayrish of a leader in Klal Yisrael. His shrush and his roots is kula in Ruchnis. He doesn't need to be planted in the earth to grow shkedim. In Kodesh Kadoshim he's going to grow shkedim. A similar mahalach, it's a little different idea, but a similar idea. Kairos Taino is that he's also very great. Maybe he deserves the kahuna. Now we know that Lamaisa Kahuna, even though people can be big tzaddikim and everything, but Kahuna goes Birusha. Kahuna is hereditary. You have to be a Kohen. Before anything else, who's Zayin HaKohen, Zayin HaKohen. Yeah? Kenes Nishkoifim, Kenes Nishkoina Zayin with Kini Ruchni. And Kairu was saying, no, Kahuna should be a Zaman Zach. That's because the biggest tzaddik should be the Kohen. So the same thing Hashem said, let's put the sticks into the Kodesh Kadoshim. The one who's the Kohen is supposed to grow. It's a shtick host. It doesn't make a difference. For kahuna, you could be a blockhead. You could be a shtikol. It's totally for your kohen. It's totally, you can see it's the best. The kohen stick is going to be the one that's going to grow. It's not totally in anything else. That's the message of the matzah. There's another pshat, chesidish pshat, the izbitzer, the meishi loyach, says a gavaldik of the hair. He says that the emes, every single stick, haka, was mafriach prochem. All 12 shvatim were mafriach a little bit prochem. But everyone was only a little bit different level. Only Aaron's went all the way till the end. Vayotzei perach, vayotzei tzitz, vayikmosh made him and came out of full zach, a dover sholim. And it says, Benes in the Pesach, vayiru vayikhu ishmateyu. Zok there, Every Nazi of the Shevet walked in and saw which one was his stick. He taka saw a reflection of what his Madrega Rukh is. And they would taka maka, each one was maka the Emes. Where is my Madrega? Taka biyachas ratio to how much prokham came out from the stick. They were able to see whatever these nyanim of the prokham means. And everyone's stick taka was mgadol at this amount of prokham. Who's the kohen gadol? Aaron's, who was a dover sholeh. His was mgadol, complete shkade, and that was the one he saw. But everyone went. Vayiru vayikhu ishmatei. Now, after this whole thing, we found this other kohen gadol. The second half of the parsha, taka handles nish bechinam. It handles the union of matnas kuna. A lot of the matnas kuna is in the second half of it. After we started back the union of the kuna. Farana pasuk dog kol tor beveischa yoichal kodesh. So it's a free darshans. Famous the free Rashi brings it in a few places. Kol tor beveischa yoichal kodesh. Rashi brings. Mikan that a isha of a koyin, eshet koyin is true. You know she's a zor, right? She's an Israeli. But she married a koyin. Koyin Erison is enough pashtus. She married a koyin. She's beveischa. Kol tor beveischa yoichal kodesh. An isha's koyin could eat food. And the kasha is that we have another makar. We know the Gemara darshins. The koyin ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspoy mu yoichal by pasuk in Vayikra. Koyin ki yikne kinyan. Nefesh, koyin ki yikne nefesh, kinyan kaspa, hu yoichal boy, a kinyan kaspa, of a koyin ki yitzrum. Kinyan kaspa is a much broader issue. An ebed of a koyin eats trum. A behema of a koyin eats trum. Kinyan kaspa. An eshes koyin is also a kinyan kaspa of a koyin. So l'chari, what do you need to both psuk? Tor beveitcha is a safri, and kinyan kaspa. Tyson Yavonis says, and the samaches, that the safri is a smachta ba'alma. The ikra b'kar is kinyan kaspa. The Sefri is talking asmacht about him. But Rashi, in a few places in Kedushin and Yevamos, says no, there's a din, kol tor beveischa. And the question, all that we're going to talk about, why do you need both dinim? That kol tor beveischa says an isha could eat truma, and kinyan kaspa. So first we'll discuss on kinyan kaspa, very interesting. There's a Rashi in Ksubis, Nunches, Rashi says, if you marry an isha with kesef, that's kinyan kaspa, so she eats truma. What if you marry an isha with shtar or beer? And it's not kinyan kaspa, you didn't buy it with money. Rashi assumes kinyan kaspa means acquired through money. What if it's with shtar or beer? So Rashi, there's a hekesh iskesh avayis ladadi. There's a hekesh avayis ladadi. So therefore, what could you found? A lot of Rishonim argue, there's a Rosh, other Rishonim, no, kinyan kaspa means you own her monetarily. And the emes of Ochon affection in the kasha, it's mukhlech. If you own an animal or a behemoth, an eved of a kayin instrument, it's only if the kayin bought it with money. If the kayin bought the behemoth with mashicha, if he was kayin the eved with chazaka, with shtar, so he doesn't eat truma. And there is no hekesh ladad. So the Chorin explained that when you own an eved or a behemoth, that's for sure you have a monetary kinyan in the eved or the behemoth. In a case when you have a monetary kinyan, that's for sure. Kinyan kaspa doesn't have to mean acquired with money. You have a monetary kinyan in it. Ishus, Rashi held, Ishus is be'etam, not a monetary kinyan. Be'etam is not a monetary kinyan. And therefore only when you bought it with money would be with it. Why taka by shtar and beer? It's only because of the hekesh. As I daven zogin in Rashi. If so, if you want to go a step further, you can maybe answer, not but that's Rashi, but you could answer that maybe taka, kinyan kaspa is taka only when you buy with kesef. And there is no hekesh. And you need kotar v'deitcha for kedusha shtar and beer. Kedusha shtar and beer taka wouldn't be considered kinyan kaspa. We'll go without the hekesh. And that would explain maybe why you need kotar v'deitcha for kedusha shtar and beer. Of course, it's still shver that kol tar beveischa alone should be enough. On that, there's a mahalach that maybe kol tar beveischa is marvi even chazir v'shoik. We know a kinyan kaspa of a kohen can eat truma, but it can't eat other kotzum kalams, only truma. It could be that in kol tar beveischa the concept that eishes kohen is higher than the behemoth kohen, and eishes kohen can even eat kotzum. That's what does the mahalach. I'll talk to Kohen and Redman. Noch a sugi is da, is pidyon ha-ben. Pidyon ha-ben is a groisa in you. So you do it a goyin, famous goyin. The goyin, after he was 40, the goyin used to only learn Torah Shabbat. B'chlal, he was going to call it a kula from Torah Shabbat. I'll sit to stand in the Torah. And the goyin used to say that I'll stay in Torah Shabbat. And be'etzim, I'll stay in Sefer Bereshis. And I'll stay in Tarshish Bereshis. And I'll stay in the Erish Tavort from Bereshis. So they asked him, I don't know why punk they picked this. Punk is a terror for this one that we know about. The goyin is with us. But they asked him, who stay pidyon ha-ben in Bereshis? I think it's what was says. Ben, it's Rosh Tavis, Ben Rishon Achra Shloshim Yom Tifad. Let the going is up. What's given the other 612 things? Let's up the going. Farah Sugi and Pidyan Aben, Shmak Sugi, Menochis, Taflam et Zayin. State that's it. The Gemara says the Menochis, Boy, you need Tlimai Mirem, Tlimai Harashayu. Nishi Yeshlai Shnei Roshim, the Ezim and Menich Tfilon. Someone that has two heads, Which head should he put on the tefillin? Right, tefillin shoyad, you put on the left hand. Right, not like the shegit that they convinced him that shegit stole some tefillin. He wanted to sell it to someone back. So the guy tried it on. He said, you're missing the other arm. I'm going to buy it. It's a damaged pair. I only want $10. Yeah. However, like tefillin shoyad, normally there's only one rosh, so there's no question. However, Plimai wanted to know, what do you do when there's two rosh? Which rosh should put on the tefillin? And Gestalt, he didn't have a thought that you put on both heads. He wanted to know which head. So, Rebbe told him, go to Golis. What are you asking, crazy Shiloh? It's not a gay, it's not Shiloh's Bechlau. You stop draining me a cup. As they were speaking, as they stayed in Gemara Menachot HaFlam HaZayin, a person came into Shul, to the Beis Medrash, and he said, if Yahweh, you nuke this late Trey Rashi, I just had a baby with two heads. How much do I have to pay for Pidyon HaBen? Normally, Pidyon HaBen is 5 slum. He wanted to know, maybe I have to pay 10 slum. How much do I have to pay for Pidyon HaBen? So you see that Ahad Rishai, a two-headed thing. But the Gemara says, how much do you pay for the Pidyon HaBen? So he told him, Yutzloy. You have to pay 10. Now you have to outcut it. He answered him, Yutzloy. Fred the Gemara, it's not true. It says, Bechoyer Adam and Lafuke Treifa. And a two-headed baby is a treifa. It's not going to live. That's why the tefillin shaila is not relevant, because it's not going to live. It's a treifa. What are you paying, Bechlau? Answered the Gemara, it's totally in the head. God was Tola Rachman. Very susman to the Gemara. They asked him, how much you pay? Says, you pay 10. Fred the Gemara, but it's a treifa. So the Gemara is totally in head. Zok Rashi, Shver Rashi. This they asking me treifa. Don't worry, it's not a treifa. And this that I said you pay 10 is because it's totally in head. Because no one was talking to each other over there. There was no shaka of Italian. As I say in Rashi, Zok Mashiach shall be treifa, the Lord treifa. Why 10 is a girl of Tala Rachman? There's a famous chat they say over from Abchayim. It's gedrukt in the stencils, but in the stencils it says it completely different. If you have Shmua, as I said, whenever they're Abchayim. As Reb Chaim HaKazot HaZoy, the Emes, there's a shy over here, when you have a two-headed person, is it two people, or is it one person? Now, we're not talking about, a lot of times that we have now, Siamese twins that are attached at various things, and sometimes they can be attached by the head, that there's two heads. That's about the two people, they have two complete systems. Here it was Taka, the Guf was Mamish, one Guf, and they didn't have X-ray, they didn't know exactly what was going on inside, and there was two heads, and Likto HaShai was one person or two people. Zok Reb Chaim, if it's two people, it can't survive. Two people are going to try to share the same body, it's not going to survive. If it's one person with two heads, it's not a treifa. It can survive. If it's two people that are trying to share a body, then it's not going to survive. So the shaila was, how much does he pay? So they answered him 10. I said, oh, you're telling me I have to pay 10? Why am I paying 10? Because in a bed is only 5. You're telling me I have to pay 10 because it's two people. If it's taka two people, so then it's a treifa. Two people try to steal the same body. It's not going to work. It's a trait. It's not going to live. So he hands it back. You don't understand. Avad is not one person. Avad is only one person. And that's why it's going to survive. It's not a trait. It's only one person. Why am I telling you to pay 10? Bigul goylet polarachmono. The key opinion of Ben is to pay 5 slum per head. It's totally in the head. Not because it's two people. It's not the one person. The reason you have to pay 10 is because it's totally in the mouth of heads. The Shaka Batari is like this. The half mean of thought that it's two people. Because if you're paying 10, it must be two people. In fact, the Gemara, if it's two people, it's a treifa. Zok there, no, it's not a treifa because it's really one person. The reason I'm making you pay 10 is because it's totally in the mount of heads.
What
does it say, heads in Pasha? In the Pasha, in the other? How many darshan do we get from the Mesa? No, yeah. I think it's Lashon HaPos, not Lashon HaPos. Yeah, but don't you think it's Zok? Avad, the Eretz to tell him this Reb Chaim is, I don't have a teretz. On the Havmiya that it was two people, how could you think that you're paying 10 slums because it's two people? If it's two people, only one of them is a Bechor. Whichever one came out first. So, I mean, if it came out the left. The Vatachas, so still, it's still only one. So you don't know which one you're being paid in. It's still not both a Bechor. Shveret the Gloid and the Vatachas, that it's both a Bechor. Okay, you have to chesh noise with Epshel at Samson, Epshel at Samson, and it came out heads first, or the legs first, then you can talk it together, but Lechor, only one of them is a Bechor. What would the happen that you're paying 10 because it's taka two people? I swear of Chaim.
So why
does
she go to Golis?
Yeah, why does she? That's the Gemara saying. That's the point. Why do you come to go to Golis? That's possible. That's good. Another shaila I had, it's not the shaila, state the alumnus that it's taka one person, but Pidyon HaBen is totally in how many heads you have. It's not the taka. I always thought Pidyon HaBen is 5 slum. State the no. Pidyon HaBen is. And out of the head, you have to always count the heads. 6 heads, you pay 30. Yeah, you count the heads. As many heads, that's how much you pay. So I had a shiloh lungus. It's a separate chiyah for every head. It's like a separate din pediyah. You have to be part of the heads of the bechor. If there's two, it's one person. But it's a separate din pediyah on everyone. Oh no, John, if you add up how many heads, and that's the mechayiv. That, how much is the yuchiv? 10. It's one big mechayiv of 10. You first have to be mechayiv how many heads there are. Usually it's not too hard. And then you pay. But it's not a separate mechayiv. What will be an afkamina if it's a separate mechayiv? What will be an afkamina? Habachitrach is the dovachar. Habachitrach is a minchaschinach that has a shayla. What's the din by a chetzi evit chetzi ben choyrin? Yeah, the shayla by a chetzi evit chetzi ben choyrin, or a chetzi evit chetzi koyin, he has all kinds of weird cases, but his nidin is that maybe over there is only a chetzi chiyiv pediyah, and he says there's a drosha, chomesh v'loi chetzi chomesh, you don't pay anything, there's a drosha, chomesh v'loi chetzi chomesh, so there's no din pediyah b'chlal. Claro, this would be an option. If a guy has a two-headed, chetzi evit chetzi ben choyrin, if every head is a separate machai, so on every head is vayter, it's chomesh v'loi chetzi chomesh. But if it's okay, you add it up and then you get to the mount. Poop, grand is good, it's chomish loin. It could be three heads, it could be seven heads, it's two heads. It's taka. It's taka, it comes out to be chomish, and that was the Bibi Machai. Taisus brings down, and over there in the Menachos, Taisus brings down over there that Ashmedai. Taisus brings down up in order to Menachos Achlam Zayin. That Ashmedai took out a person from under the ground with two heads. Taisus and Menachos Achlam Zayin took out a person from the ground with two heads. And this person got married. And he had a lot of kids. Some of his kids had two heads. And some of his kids had one head. And when the guy died, and they were handling the Yerusha, there was a big fight between the children. The two-headed Chevra, this is very geschmack like a Chaim, right? The two-headed Chevra said that we count to two for the Yerusha. We get each one a double head. And the one-headed chevra said, no, you're only one person, and for the chesed of Yerusha, each of you two-headed chevra only deserve one chelik of the Yerusha. And they had a din Torah. And Tosfos said they brought the din Torah to Shlomo HaMelech. Ad kam l'shoina Tosfos. The Shita Mekubetis, Afanor, Tosfos Ches, brings down, had Shlomo Machriya the Shaila. So he took boiling water, and he covered one of the heads, and he poured boiling water on the second head, and both heads screamed. So Shlomo Shmamino Chaylada Achas L'Shneim is one person. Because he wouldn't have screamed, the other one wouldn't have screamed if it's not one person. And he was Machri that attack one person. Which seems good, the Gemara Zachor that it's one person. It's not a trait, but just it's a girl with Tala Rahman. I always had Shver on this Shita Mekubet, I don't understand. If you would have poured boiling water on the stomach, I've had the both heads screamed. So look, each head, when you gave the other head, the other guy, even if it's two people, the other head is still like Gara L'Chayr from a big wart that's sticking out of his neck. Yeah? L'Chayr, if on any other Aver of the group, they were both speech. Vayit L'Chayr, I'm wrong. Vayit L'Chayr, if you understand good the tzad, that it's two people sharing a body, the stomach is both of these, the leg is both of these, but the head, each head is like a separate. You have to stay there inside. If you stay inside, as I can go. Vayit L'Chayr, picking up any door, is the sugi from from Baal Kehenes. The Mice is like this. The Gemara says there's a big tumult about Rav Kahana. Because the Gemara Kedushin Dab Ches, Rav Kahana shook off Sudra B'Pinyin Aben. Rav Kahana was able to took a half B'Pinyin Aben. On the other hand, the Gemara that says Rav Kahana says he wasn't even a Kohen. Rav Kahana used to eat because of his wife. Rav Kahana Ochel B'Shul Ishta. He wasn't even a Kohen. Tyson Kedushin says there was two Rav Kahanas. Oh, but in the Mahalat, the Tosfos wants to say no. It says in the Gemara in Chuman, Rav Kahana offered B'Shul Ishtar. Over there it's going on Zroel Chayayim the Kaver. Rav Kahana was able to eat because of his wife. There's a big Machlokes to show you. The Rambam holds that a Kohen, a Yisroel, married to a Kohenis, could only eat Zroel Chayayim the Kaver, but not other Matanis. And this is the Rambam. Oh, but the Rambam, the Tosfos would learn, and one of these children went over, Rav Kahana Taka was not a Kohen. And when it says he took Pidgin Abed, he took it because of his chosen of his wife. Same way the Gemara says he could take Zroel Chayayim the Kaver, he could take Pidgin Abed. The Shaila is, L'chor over there, when he was taking the pidyon aben, he's taking the schus of his wife. In fact, in the Shaila, the Gemara says he was really taking a hat that wasn't even worth 5 shloim. Look, the Gemara, there are lumdis with Lidi Shavali. The concept of Lidi Shavali, to me, it's worth 5 shloim. Here it's very, very shver, and the lumdis, it really, it's not his schus to get the pidyon aben. He's only taking the schus ishtoi. Why should his Lidi Shavali be a kevea for the pidyon aben that he's taking the schus ishtoi? That's not what we're saying. We're going to talk about it. Now, there's another nafkimina that goes as they, we know that anyone who's if the mother or the father is a Levi or a Kayin, there's a Yalfusa, the Gemara Zan and Bechayrish, that has no din of Pidyon Aben. Frek Rebbe Kivegu in Tshuva Reish Gimel, whenever someone is married to a Bas Kayin, Why do you have to come on that? It's especially a pusa that there's no pidyon haben. This guy who's married to a bat kohen has the right to take pidyon haben. Rav Kahana used to take money for pidyon haben from people. So if this person has a right to take money for pidyon haben, why would he be mechuyev to pay his own pidyon haben? He even has a right to take pidyon haben of other people. Mechuyev should be potter because he apuchim atuasa lomali. He even has a right to take pidyon haben. So of course, it's a question of community. Rabbi Kveg Alein Redor, it's not community if he got divorced. If he got divorced before the 30th day, or before the kid was born b'chlal, so then it's still potter because the baby is the son of a bas kohen, but it wouldn't be potter because the father has the right to take. He's already not married. Or I want to declare once an afkamina, it will be an afkamina, an isha who doesn't know, an isha who's a suffered bas kohen. If the etzim, someone who's a ben of a bas kohen, is potter, so me suffered also is potter. The kohen's going to want to take pidyon haben from you. I'm right to my havel v'ray. But if the etzim you mechuyev, you want to pati yourself because you like gorod, you have a right to take it. You have no right to take it. Your right is only a suffered bas kohen. You have no right to take the money. So it would be an afkamina by a suffered. Noch hanidden is dov, I pidyon haben, what does man of tadir? We know the baby has to be 30 days old. The ma'aseh is a machloikis ha-poskim. The Magen Avraham learns, and on the Shabbos gar, in Shin Lamed Tes, the Magen Avraham learns that you don't need to be 30 days old. It's enough to be a chodesh. We know a chodesh is 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 halakim. If that's all the baby is, that's enough to be able to be poskim. It doesn't have to be 30 full days. The Shach argues, the Shach says it has to be 30 full days. Now this is lakula and lakumra both ways. Because if a baby is born right before Shkia, then according to the Shach, the minute it becomes Shkia, it's already a new day. Right? 30 days doesn't have to be full 30 days. 30 days. So it can come out that it can be 30 days even before it's Chav Tes Yud Beis Tashchag. And Faker, if a baby is born right after, in the beginning of the night, then it will become 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 Chalot, and before it will be full 30 days. It goes enough for me to both. It's also not commanded by a pidyon haben that's chal on Shabbos. There's a big problem what to do when the baby's 30 days on Shabbos. The parshas we're doichet to moita Shabbos. Now there's a shayla b'chlal if you're allowed to do a pidyon haben at night. Some places can say you shouldn't do a pidyon haben at night. Now the Morgan Avram says the reason you don't do a pidyon haben at night is because sometimes by night it's not yet 29 days. It's not at full 30 days yet. Which is mamash a pella because depending when the baby's born, sometimes you come forget. In the morning also sometimes not a full 30 days. No one said you shouldn't do it the first 3 hours of the morning till it's 30 days makes less. What should be the chilah? Someone would say otherwise the pidyon haben is like kachim, it has to only be done by day. But then there's others that say no, bechlal, you have to push it off to Moed Shabbos, and you push it off even to the next day. There's a Trumas Hadesh, and the Trumas Hadesh has a tzad that maybe you're allowed to do the pidyon haben already erev Shabbos, even right before this month. Where is the Gazach? There's two different shuvas. There's a shuva of Trumas Hadesh, a famous shuva like Abi Ner Chanukah. When he says you're allowed to light Ner Chanukah way before Shkia, and even if it goes out before Shkia, it's mamash not as man yet, but since that was the takana, so that's already enough that it's a kiyum of the din. He stole through the sugi vivomas of Hechsha Mitzvah. There's a different shuvah shuvah tzedeshin in Reish Samach Tes. He handled it, he tried to do an event early in Erev Shabbos, and he stole through what he said, just like I have by Chanukah that I said that Erev Shabbos is allowed to be early. The very mother Tzushto, he himself said it's not Tzushto afterwards, but he starts off saying that there should be a Zamosik. Now the chiyuv of pidyon haben is also a big tumult. Avada, we know that a father has to be poyed to the son, and eventually, if he becomes a gadol, the son can be poyed to himself. We have a similar concept by the mitzvah of mila. The father is mechuyev to mal his son, and when he becomes a gadol, the son is mechuyev to mal himself. The question is, when the son becomes a gadol, is the father's chiyuv still there also or not? When the son finally becomes ben yud gimel, so by mila. There's a parish of Mishnayis, the Rambam, and Perikiy test of Shabbos, and the Mila. The Rambam learns that the chiv of the father is only when the kid is a baby. The minute the kid becomes a gadol, only the son is mechuyev, and not the father. There's a lot of rice, lakan, lakan. But the reason for this is, they explain, because be'etzem is part of the son's din. Rather, the father has to take care of it because he's a baby. The minute he becomes a gadol, then it's nefach that it's only the son's din. Mashenki, by picking a ben, the chinuch wants to say faker, that by picking a ben, the chiyuv of the father will continue. Pidyon haben is be'etzem, a chiyuv pidyon, like Yivorim Kishutim, a pidyon haben. Yipoy di yibnoi. Rather, if he didn't do it, your father didn't do it, yipoy di yourself. But it's be'etzem as in a pidyon benoi, and it's nishach even begadless that the father should be poyed. Interesting, the Rivosh, I don't want to go into the details, but the Rivosh, and the whole shayla about the nusach ha-brocha, do you say, al mit mismimo, al pidyon haben, or le, and it's gone to Gedorim, the sugya, Sochim Dav Zayin, when you say al, when you say le, it depends if it's your mitzvah or someone else's mitzvah. Like the Rivosh, comes at punk faker. That pidyon haben be'etzem is the son's chiyuv. Granted, the father does it for mommy's baby, and mila is be'etzem a din on the father. And that's how he comes out of the Gabi Gdorm of the Nusach HaBrocha. Santa Maisa, the end, to see it. Wrote down a Chedushi Rav Shloima, who was a Pidyon HaBen by night, and there was a Shaila, someone was Meir, that they should daven Meir first, before they make the Pidyon HaBen, because Tadr Vashemi Tadr, Tadr Koidim. So Rav Shloima time, there's no Shaitas. Pidyon HaBen is a Chiv Peroin Choyim, you may pay back the Koyim for Shloima, it's a Chiv Peroin. No one's going to tell you that if a guy comes up and says, you owe me $100, he says, yeah, I'm going to daven a Meir, yes. Tadr Vashemi Tadr, Tadr Koidim. Was the thing that an adult can be more tadr, but when it's not that tadr, avad is not a taina, because you have a chiyuv peroin. Forget about peroin. Bochag mitzvah. Mamoini gabach. Mamoini gabach. Ben is not. Had the gezot. The pidyon haben looked at mamoini gabach. Azayit that he named on. He writes out that he in the chedush of shloim and kedushin. He writes over that he met with Chaim later and he told him over the svar. Chaim was maskev. That avad there's no tadr b'shani tadr by pidyon haben. But the emes is you have to know in the shorish of pidyon haben. This is already a big topic. Just a morning. There's a whole shaila what Pidyon HaBen is. We know that the Ramah says that you can't even do Pidyon HaBen with shlichus. We spoke about this a few weeks ago. And the going over the shrine, he says, you can't do a shlichus. It's only a peroyan choy ba'om. There's nothing going on. You can't send someone a mailman to pay the money. It's only a peroyan choy. And the emes, it's not a big machloikus. Is it a peroyan choy only that the going learns? Well, no, it's a ganta chaloyus. Lamais in the siddur, it says. I mean, the nusach will say, my boy is fey. You're giving the guy a choice. Right? You know the guy, right? The father that said, the say, you can't name the kind. The atmosphere and kedushin that ches barich is still the back now like the going. He learns that it's mamash a ganta chalois kedir. It's also negay the shmuz shpeit, but it's also negay the shmuz by ktsois in reish mem gimel. The ktsois in reish mem gimel has a shaila: can you give money of pidyon haben to a katan? And teichat varim is only these inyanim. It's only a peroin choyv. Peroin choyv, even a katan, you could pay up the katan. Peroin choyv bal karcha, you could just give him peroin. Peroin bal karcha, have a peroin. If it's a ganta chalois kedir, I can maybe you can use a katan. If Nagay also a Shiloh, can you give Pidyon HaBen to 10 different Kayanim? Can you give each one a half a seller? Is it mitzvah? So some say, yeah, Lamaisa mitzvah. You ended up paying the first line one. Where's the Chalais Kadiyah? Which Kayan exactly made the Chalais Kadiyah? If there's a Gansa Chalais Kadiyah, where's the Chalais Kadiyah? So do Asach Mem Pidyon HaBen. I want to end up with just one more topic, a different topic. At the end, it says by Truma, it says, Kain to Rimu Gam Atem. Famous Gemara, the Gemara Darshan, Gam Atem. Ma atem b'nei bris, apshul chacham b'nei bris. A shliach could only be a ben bris. What does a ben bris mean? A yid. There's a shayla about an eved maybe. Is that considered a ben bris? Ma atem gam atem. A shliach could only be someone similar to you. Another yid could be a shliach. The Gemara says in Gittin Daf Chav Gimel that a person can't make a goy to be a shliach to give his get. He wants to give a get to his wife, but the Gemara, a goy can't be a shliach. So the Gemara, why not? Ain't in the Torah given the kedushin. A goy is not shayach to the parsha. Any of the Torah gives the kedushin, and there's a klal. This is a separate klal. A person can't be a shliach on a chalois if he doesn't have a shaykh to that parsha. So since a goy doesn't have shaykh to give the kedushin, a goy could not be a shliach to give a get. Any of the Torah given. Frek tois is frek an outlet. Why do you have to come on to any of the Torah given? What happens to the klal of atem? Besides the fact that there's a klal that you cannot be a shliach to a parsha, you don't have a shaykh to. But the klal of shliach has to be a yid. Ma atem b'nei bris, ashpachachem b'nei bris. Where did you lose that part? Why do you have to come on to any of the Torah? Just say, he's not a Ben Bris the guy. The Kivegan and Gittin wants to say a Mavel the Gazach, Mavel the Gazach. Zokar the Kivegan, but it's three Hanachas, Mavel the Kapista of the Kivegan. Ersten Zokar the Kivegan, we know that the famous Masas Binyamin, the Shach brings it, the Ktois brings it, the Masas Binyamin holds that a goy could make a shlich for a goy, even though a goy can't be a shlich, because ain't shlich shlachim, Atem, right, only a yid. The cloud of Atem Zokar the Masas Binyamin is that the shlich has to be similar to the shlich. Atem, gam, Atem. Just like you're a yid, the shliach has to be a yid. But a goy could make a goy shliach. A goy can make a goy shliach. Why not? They're both similar. They're both similar. A goy can make a goy shliach. That's step one. Paket, they're both similar. Step two is that there's a chiddush from the Evan Ha'oizer. The Evan Ha'oizer says a chiddush. Could a yid make a mumer a shliach? A mumer is not a ben bris. A mumer is a kofer. He's shmad. He's not a ben bris. He's not a ben bris. He's shmad. He's a yid. But he's not a ben bris. So the Evan Oizer is machadish that even though a mumer is not a ben bris, you could still make a shliach. Why? What do you have in common? You have in common that you're Jewish. What do you need to have in common? We know also that Yisrael could make an eved a shliach. An eved is not a yid, but he's a ben bris. Because an eved made a bris. So you see that in order to be a shliach, one detail in common is enough. A yid could make a mumer a shliach. Because they have in common something. They have in common that they're both Jewish. A Yid can make an Eved a Shliach, even though the Eved is not Jewish, but they both have in common that there's a Ben Bris. Let's say an Eved Noyim. Zachar B'Kivegev, he has a case when a Yid will be able to make a Goy Shliach, a Mumer. Let's say a Mumer wants to divorce his wife, right? A Mumer, he's still Jewish though, and his wife wants to get free. So this Mumer, we're trying to convince him he should divorce his wife. The Mumer, Zachar B'Kivegev, would potentially be able to use a Goy as a Shliach. As far as Din of Atem Gamatem, why not? They have something in common. They're both not Ben Bris. The same way they have an idea with Machabes, that being a Ben Bris is enough to be in common, even though you're not Jewish. Or being Jewish is enough, even though you're not a Ben Bris. And we know the Master B'Yomim says that a Goy to a Goy, for care, if all they have in common is Goy, it could be a Ben Bris. So a Mumer would be able to use a Goy as a Shliach. They have something in common. Atem Gamatem. The Mumer says, just like I'm a Shaykh, I'm not Jewish, but just like I'm not a Ben Bris, I'm a Mumer, also this Goy is not a Ben Bris. Rather, he's Goyish and I'm Jewish, but say that, but we have one thing in common. And the Eben Oiz already said, one thing in common is enough. I've demonstrated in Gemara, it's over. A Mumer cannot use the Goyish Shliach. Because the Goyish, any Beter, is given the condition, and there's an entirely different concept. If the Klal is, if you don't have Shaykh to a Parsha, you can't make that Chalak. But why did the Gemara need it? Because we in fact found a case where Atem Gam Atem would not be a Maid of Goy. A Mumer to a Mumer using a Goy. Again, the stages was, the Erste Chiddush was the Matis Ben Yomim Chiddush. Which is itself a big chiddush. That Atam Gamatam doesn't per se require any Jewish. It means the Shliach has to have in common with the Meshaleh. A Goy to a Goy, an Emel. The Eben Ha'oiz is chiddush. That the same way a Yid can use an Eved as a Shliach, a Yid can use a Mumer, because one of two Pratim is enough. Either Ben Brit or Jewish. Zaka V'Kireg, or Gazoy. Having in common, being not B'nai Brit, is also something in common as far as Atam Gamatam is concerned. Not relevant though, because the Goy is Eni B'Teres Gittin, the Kiddushah.